Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
9:09 a.m. Eastern Time, 9 minutes after the hour of 9 a.m. 9 a.m., the show starting time, 9:09 right now, 9:09 the time. But anyway, what does that matter? It's only my time. Let's go to Oscar Santana.
Yeah, doesn't that make it our time?
Yeah, it is our time, isn't it, Rob?
Yeah.
Yours and my time as we wait every single day for the other guy to come in. But anyway, that's okay. You know, sometimes it doesn't hurt. Sometimes it just feels like crap.
Stings.
Yeah. Does it ever bother you? It doesn't seem to bother you nearly as much as it bothers
you. You know
me.
What? I would like if we could all start at the same time, but I understand that things come up. I've been late before, and, you know, there but for the grace of God go I. Yeah.
Well said, Rob.
Thank you. Yeah.
There you go. There you go, Oscar. Now, he's the one that's in the studio with you, so you don't have to worry about anything. Slackers rule. All right. Very good. But we could sit here and argue. I could have a full-fledged nuclear meltdown
yes.
right now, but I choose not to. I choose not to because we have guests. We have guests from abroad.
Yes.
We have guests from across the Atlantic Ocean. We have guests from a foreign country, and here to introduce those guests is Mr. Oscar Punctuality Santana.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Gentlemen, as you know, we have guests listening from around the world, and we actually, the guest that's currently in studio, his lovely wife, Lev and Miriam, heard about Lev for the very first time when he wrote into the program. I'm talking yes. about a physical letter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we read the letter on the show. We were trying to put two and two together.
Old school.
If I'm not mistaken, that Lev, you discovered the program not because of your days listening because you lived in the United States at some point to the Don and Mike Show or the Mike O'Mara Show, no. but you found it on iTunes.
Yes, actually through the app. And a friend of mine recommended the show, and he lives in Chicago. And I just started listening and got into it. I never heard actually or listened to an American radio program.
So this was the first one you ever listened to, Lev?
Yes, sir.
If I can ask a leading question, Mike, his friend recommended...
You're really the last person I'd like to ask questions right now, but go ahead.
You'll enjoy
part of the show. No, because you... Let me tell you what Rob can't get by. Lev started talking, and Rob already lost it. Rob was just like, he talked different because he's got funny accent, negating the fact that he is speaking fluently second language that you can't do.
What you said, Mike, is absolutely true.
As soon as Lev started talking, Rob started going...
But,
like that. And it's just amazing to me.
Lev, they're excited you're here. They're not mad at each other.
No, they're excited you're here. I know the show.
I'm mad at the world right now. I'll explain later. I'm mad. I'm pissed at the world right now.
Well,
but go.
The
but
whole
go ahead,
world?
Rob. Yeah.
Well, why?
You know, but the thing I want you to know, and you will love this. He
yes.
was his friend, his American friend said, if you want to know American broadcasting, you should listen to two disc jockeys.
Yes.
And he named you and Wolfman Jack.
Yeah, that's true,
really?
Actually.
Oh, my God. Hey, clap for the Wolfman. You're going big into your dad. Well, I have a distinct advantage over Wolfman Jack. I'm alive.
I found out that yesterday.
Yeah.
They
Winner.
Told me that yesterday.
Winner. For now, I am alive. And your wife is with you here, and her name is Miriam. Turn her microphone on, Rob.
Yes.
Thanks so much. Yes, so Miriam is here, and Miriam, is it M-I-R-I-A, what is it?
How do you spell it? The J in the middle?
The J in the middle. J in the middle.
Okay. So Miriam. Mirjium.
Yes.
Mirjium.
Okay. Mirjium.
Mirjium. And by the way, for our uneducated listeners, the Netherlands is the home of the city of Amsterdam.
Correctly.
Yes.
Amsterdam is where anyone can smoke a big fat joint right in the middle of the street. That's the
just
way that
in
goes.
Front of the police. Yeah. You can roll one. They nod at you. Have a nice day, sir.
You can actually roll a joint in front of a cop.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Oh, what a beautiful
A J
place.
Right in the middle.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally.
A J in the middle of her name, a J in the middle
All
of
right.
the city.
Actually, Lev has a J in his name. As a matter of fact, everybody from the Netherlands because of their marijuana laws, has a J in the middle of their name.
It's free.
That is the way. That is the way that works. So you, you've lived in the United States before, Lev. Where did you learn your English?
At school.
Yeah, he never lived here at all.
No,
never
no.
lived here. So no. this no, is no, a no. is this a vacation trip for you?
Absolutely.
Over here?
Absolutely. We have a little few cities to visit these couple 2 weeks. So yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, I love listening.
Isn't it great?
To you because you know you over in the Netherlands have studied English since you were how old? When do you start studying English?
When we started was around 12.
12,
yes, 12
years old.
Nowadays, it's actually younger. The school teaches you even younger, around 5 already. Yes. They start with English.
And do most people in the Netherlands grow up with at least 2 or maybe 3 languages? Is that the way that goes?
Two, at least. Maybe
at least
even
2.
3.
Maybe
yes.
even 3 languages.
Depends where you live, or it is German, English, and Dutch, or it is French, English, and Dutch. Yes.
You know, when you think about that, get your head around that.
You can't.
I mean, it's really, I think it's important to you know, realize how the quality of education is in these countries.
I know
it's
Spanish is missing from all of that.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, Spanish is missing. Yes. And that, I think, really, frankly, the curriculum here ought to teach kids
or
from,
Mandarin. Ni hao.
Ni hao. Or Russian.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, congratulations to Chuck Moody's son who grew.
Who grew a horn, Mike.
Chuck Moody's son who graduated from UVA, right, with a degree in Russian studies.
Exactly, and he's in
Russian.
He's another one of the Moody children that Boney has never successfully dated.
Right, and a tremendous overachiever.
Yes, all the Moody's are. Straight not so much the parents.
The parents kind of sit in Jimmy's and just go, but, you know, congratulations to them. So you're here from the Netherlands, and you reached out to Oscar, and then Oscar reached out to me and said, would you mind having people sit
Actually,
in? And
the menage a trois went like this.
Okay.
They reached out to Rob.
Yes.
Rob was too scared to ask you, so I asked you.
No, this is
really
not true. This
you.
Is not true. Let me explain what happened.
I love stuff like that.
This is what happened.
By the way, that's the guy you just said, anybody can be late for any reason.
Yeah, but
okay,
you know what?
So anyway,
now
look at him turn on you like a cobra. He doesn't do for you. There's such an imbalance in that studio.
Yeah.
He doesn't do
Wait
for
alone,
you what you
Mike.
Do for him.
But you know what? Karma is a bitch. And when his house burns down, it's going to be, well, you know what?
Remember that day.
He's going to be excited to get to
you
these.
You burn me, now you're your house.
To be honest with you, today I'll bring the matches.
But,
all right.
No, what happened is that I had been in touch with Lev and Miriam for quite some time.
Yes.
Via Facebook and messaging. They're very nice people. But I didn't know them. And I had them come in yesterday after the show to meet them. I didn't want them, you know, what if they, don't hear this, what if they turned out to be assholes? You know, then you don't want them on the show.
So you vetted them? Is that what you did?
And I was going to invite them in, and Oscar took the reins and invited them in anyway. So
I thought they were so nice and so much fun. I said, this has to be an introduction.
Yeah.
Well, nothing has changed my opinion. I think this is wonderful, and I think it gives the show a nice international flair, and I think it's terrific and exciting at the same time.
So the trip went from New York to D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to say that, yes, you wanted to come see the show, and yeah, the monuments are here as well, but your first stop was the studio.
Yes.
we came in late, so we stayed at the hotel and just, you know, wind it down, and the appointment was made with Rob, and it was the first thing we did, and actually, this show is the reason we come to D.C. Otherwise, you only would stay in New York and never come to D.C.
Did you enjoy New York? Did you have
so
fun in
nice.
New York?
I enjoyed New York, but I think, to be honest, and for all the people who live around New York, please close your ears now. I love Washington.
You love
D.C.?
Yes,
wow.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's because you're from another country.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And to be fair, his previous experience with the United States, he'd only been to North Carolina.
Yep.
Right. If you can, I'd like to, if you don't have to jot this down, but we'll save it for you. Maybe a Pony can put it on paper for you. But if you're going to see, how long are you going to be in the United States? What's your total time?
Total time is 2 weeks. We leave,
2 weeks.
Yeah. Tomorrow we will leave for a trip towards Chicago.
No. Okay, I've got to change the itinerary. This is just my recommendations on cities that are must-sees, okay? I think, have you been to Detroit?
I'm not going there. No, thank you. I know enough about Detroit to not come there.
Is St. Louis on your
beautiful
itinerary
this time of year?
Yes, but we have already made appointments in Chicago. So
Well, are you going further west than Chicago? Or
no, that's from there we leave back to the Netherlands.
Well, you might have time. Why don't you see if you can get a flight to Reno? I would recommend
gorgeous
Reno.
City. Gorgeous city.
Cleveland, Ohio. Chicago is on the list, though. It's
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Cleveland.
I'm giving him the list of the 10 most dangerous,
cities
in the United States. Listen, did you get a chance to stop in Camden, New Jersey on your way down?
Oh, beautiful.
I think we drove past it. Yeah. And I think at that moment I stepped on the gas a little bit quicker past it.
Lev, do you like Elvis Presley?
Yes.
Memphis is a great visit, especially during the summer.
Yes.
Just starting to warm up.
Yeah, bring your woolens.
And then on your way back, maybe before you take off from New York City, you could visit New Haven, Connecticut, which made the list.
Hey, good for you.
10 most dangerous. New Haven, where my father was born.
Oh, no.
Where I spent many a Sunday with my spinster aunties. Well, I swear to God.
Things have changed, Mike.
Yeah, that was then. This is now.
Now, Lev, before we let you go here, and you can stick around. You can stay for the whole
show.
Thank you. But before we end this segment, I wanted to tell you, the Mike O'Mara Show is very popular in Washington, D.C.,
yes.
We have actually quite a following around the South Florida area as well.
Mm-hmm.
We are very popular in Reno, Nevada. But I'm not going to mention Sacramento because Sacramento were popular out there. But I wouldn't stay in Sacramento. I would visit the number 9 most dangerous city, Stockton.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I would visit Stockton, California.
People in stay in Stockton. And they drive into Sacramento, for the culture. But they stay in Stockton.
Well, it says right here, a little blurb about Stockton. This is from the travelogue. With jarring unemployment and violent crime rates, the western U.S. city of Stockton, California, suffers an unemployment average of 18.5% in the metro area this year. That explains why much of the city is in foreclosure, 1 in 14 homes. Typically, this led to the city of Stockton proceeding with Chapter 9 bankruptcy in April of this year, making Stockton the most densely inhabited city of the United States to go bankrupt.
Yeah,
yes. I thought I'd pass that along. I didn't know that. And
while
you're in Stockton, you can go down the road to the big boy, Oakland.
Oakland is also very pretty.
Yeah,
yeah. And then by the time you get back on that plane where it's Air Vudevue, as you're flying back over to Amsterdam, to Vue de Paul Airport. By the way, I watch a lot of takeoffs and landings at your. Airport. Are you going to fly KLM? Is that where you'll be flying?
No, it's our Dutch national airliner, but we fly in actually in Germany because that's closer to where we live.
Do you fly some Lufthansa? You fly some Lufthansa?
Yes, Lufthansa, ja.
Und das sind Air Berlin. Einen Luftwaffe. Hermann Göring Air. Yes, sir.
HGH.
Also human growth hormone.
That's also great. Yes.
And I'm not on medication today. But I will be soon, and Oscar knows nothing about it because he got my email. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills radio.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I wish to say on a personal note that although there is a tie, I am most privileged to have won the popular vote.
Our country is not leaderless. No matter who you voted for, I am your president. Thank you all, and may God bless the United States of America.
We're clear?
Fantastic speech, ma'am.
Yeah.
Three S's, strength, stability, and bullshit.
Yeah, I forgot to thank the voters for making our country look like a high school Spanish club. Didn't those founding f***ers ever hear of an odd number?
Two great Greek contributions to society, democracy and getting f***ed up the ass.
I've tried both, and they're way overrated, like jazz.
My bowling coach used to say a tie was like kissing your sister.
Well, this feels like my sister took a shit on my chest. Who in the hell does he think? Catherine, what are you doing with that thing?
Is that on?
Remember when we got back last night? My thesis film about the tie?
She majored in film at Vassar College.
Oh, believe me, I know what she majored in. 65 grand a year. Watch movies. What about your minor? Dance. Why don't you make up a little kind of a dance about the election? You know, you can't decide, should you dance or should you not dance?
I want you to take this seriously. You promised me.
Please, Catherine, stop with the whining. You're gonna shatter the bulletproof glass in here. Okay, she can have full access, okay?
Starting right after we address the situation in Yemen.
Honey, it's Yemen. Life gives you Yemen. You gotta make Yemenade.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
You're doing it again to me. Is that Veep?
Veep has been. I started on the season last night.
It's on fire.
It's on fire.
I have to go back and watch it all. I have never heard a clip from that show that doesn't make me laugh. And you've raved about it for a while.
The writing is rich.
I finally got on because of Rob. And
right, I want to do it. I got to do
caught
it. That's,
up.
That's on the list.
And it's must see Sunday night television.
Yeah, how many seasons in the can? Is it three?
I think this
seasons?
Is the third season, and they're five episodes in. There is a tie. The presidency is in a tie. And so she's the president. She won
that,
the
too.
Popular vote but doesn't have the delegates, and the writing is just fantastic. Gotta
oh,
see it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Coming to you live from the Cappy Fiber studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is The Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online worldwide, The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you're here, you do too. You can call us anytime and we may answer you. But not live. We're going to have to figure that out. 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. We can do whatever we want. It's our show. Our show today brought to you by AT&T Digital Life. If you've ever run out of your house and panicked because you thought something was on the stove, a door was open, there were wild wildebeests that were waiting on your deck to crawl inside and ruin your leather furniture, well, forget about the what-ifs now because AT&T Digital Life means you can be more in control of your home, even when you're away. AT&T Digital Life is smart home security. Did your kids forget their house key? No worries. Unlock your door remotely from your smartphone. You can use the Digital Life app or check on your pets with the indoor camera. And as I do often with Beluga, I'd like to look in on him and just say, still breathing.
Oh, even boy.
Adjust your thermos. No, you don't want to adjust the coffee in your thermos.
No.
You want to adjust your thermostat on the go. You can do so much more.
Everything.
Stay connected with your home from anywhere using your phone, tablet, or PC with the Digital Life app. Plus, with indoor and outdoor cameras, motion sensors, remote lighting access, even smoke detectors, you're always in control. Learn more at att.com/DLTMOS. Remember those letters. There are a lot of them to remember. att.com/DLTMOS. Get AT&T Digital Life and stop asking what if.
Available in limited areas in select markets. 2-year security agreement. Required camera door and thermostat functions. Each require separate package and agreement. Early termination equipment and other fees. Monthly service and other charges and restrictions apply. See att.com/DL disclaimers for details, including license information.
All right, so we start the show today with a bummer situation for me. Let's get this out of the way right at the beginning.
Yeah, what's going on?
You were late to work today.
Yes.
I can't reach you on the phone in the morning, and I can't reach you via email.
Did you try to call me this morning?
So no, I did not try to call you this morning.
We connected yesterday.
I sent an email to you and Rob. So you don't check your emails? I'm just trying to figure out the ABCs of communicating.
No, I really, I check my emails usually on a regular basis, but I left school yesterday around 11 p.m., and I didn't check anybody's email because we're finishing up a big project for our semester.
The best way to get him, if you email him, is to follow up with the text that says, I emailed you.
Yeah, I talked to Rob late last night. And
there you go. You explained it to me.
Forth.
That's great. Okay.
Just because it's crunch time and I'm finishing out this program.
Well, here's the problem. Because you needed to be in the loop about this because you kind of made arrangements for me up there. I am postponing my trip north.
Oh, no.
The left hip is now in a situation where for me to go up north and not deal with this would be a mistake on my part.
No.
And unfortunately, I've known this for probably 3 or 4 days, but I've kind of been postponing the reality of it.
Were you hoping you would have a surge?
I was hoping it would feel better. I was honest with you, I got on the bike. I didn't get on the bike because I wanted to be scary.
Yeah, you said you went riding around the neighborhood.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I got on the bike because I've been poring over online ways to self-medicate and to help this hip situation. And one of the articles I read said cycling, either on a stationary bike or even riding a regular bike, might be a way to loosen up the hip joint. Well, that's not the case.
Mm.
And it was yesterday I got out of the car and the weight-bearing part of my body, when it hit the hip, it was just like pins and needles. It comes and it goes.
Oh,
but
man,
as I said to my wife, I'm down here where my bone doctor is.
Right.
And I said, you know what? What the F? I mean, what do I have to go? Am I going to go up north just to look at lobsters and say hi to my family? Yes, that's what I'm going to do. But down here, if I get something done, it's summertime, perfect time to recover.
Because it's empty. It's empty down there.
So I'm going to go, and they can't take me till next Wednesday. And so the bottom line is I sent the email out to Rob yesterday saying, boys, I regret to inform you. And I included you, Oscar, because I said you made those arrangements.
Hotel
arrangements.
Yeah,
but you're fine. We're within the window, of cancellation. But the fact is, it's just a bummer. And I had to text Jimmy this morning and let him know. And it's just not cool. Aww. And I'm bummed that I'm not going to be up there for Memorial Day. And I'm bummed that, you know, we had everything in place to make the great journey as we often do. But I'm 56, soon to be 57. And I am not ready to be sedentary.
Don't give up,
Mike. Don't
give up.
I want to fix my crap.
Yeah, fight the good
too many
fight.
People have told me that when you get this done,
is
I don't know whether
surgery next week.
No, consultation
next
week. No, this is going to be. Here's another issue. I have to be a better. And Carla hit me to this, and
get
I need
it?
To do this. I have to be a. Thank you. Never one to miss.
Mike, the pun is the international language of laughter.
Keep talking, and I'll do 3 hours on your sweatshirt.
Oh, God.
So anyway, by the way, looking good. Anyway, so the thing is, here it is. And don't give me a last word on that. I'll kill you. All right, so here it is. I know I don't get intimidated by most doctors, but some I do. This guy is very well regarded down here. He waltzes in and he waltzes out. And I got to be my own advocate. And
you got to tell
like,
him.
Like many people, it's like, hey, dude, what's the game plan? To be honest, it was so quick, and I got so excited when they said, hey, we're going to give you an injection, that I got all cloudy, and I said, okay, this is going to work, and I have to be more realistic. So the line that I got from the doctor when he gave me, they said, we're going to see if it works. If it doesn't, we'll do something more aggressive. So that's where I am. But I'm going to get as many answers as I can a week from tomorrow. And that's the only time I could get in to see him. And so, you know, and Carla said, well, why don't you call to get in earlier? I said, because there are people that literally can't walk. And I cannot bring myself to say to a medical office that's dealing with people with unbearable situations it's an emergency. It's not an emergency.
Right.
I carried my kid on my shoulders to the car today. I'm walking around fine. Do I get pain? Yes, but I'm not going to say, oh, it's an emergency. I will go on their schedule, but when I get in there, I'm going to say to the guy, listen, you son of a bitch, I want to know, what are you going to do? Let's go. Chop, chop, chop.
Right.
If I got to do it quick, I got to do it quick. So we'll see, but I'm down here. And
you're making
by the
right
way,
decision.
Yeah,
as
I think
the temperatures crawl into the mid-90s, there's no better place to be.
I was going to say, you know, I was talking to Carrie last night about your situation. She said, has he ever summered in Florida? Have you?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Okay, so you know what you're up against.
Not last year, but the year before.
Because it's going to be
wicked
hot.
When we first moved down here, we did. But it's hot in D.C. So, I mean, you're going to wake up next week. It's going to be 90.
You can handle it. They've got
the
solid AC now. They'll be okay.
Not giving up the ghost to make the trek north. I'm not sure. But right now, everything's kind of up in the air. And it was a bummer because I was looking forward to seeing Stephen Douglas McIntyre. I really, really was. Mm-hmm. I was looking forward to
I think he'll understand. This is really for your health.
He could probably go down there.
And if you can knock it out this summer, you'll be good to go within 4 or 5 months, right?
I think better than that.
You know what? I predict you'll be in Maine before Labor Day.
Listen, I'm going to say this so that my listeners know that I am A, not a hypochondriac, and B, not falling apart. There are three things I'm going to have to do, okay?
All right.
I got a gut issue that I have to get taken care of. I got the left one and the right one. That's it. I'm not talking about my balls. I'm talking about my hip joint.
Now, what is the status of your right hip?
The right hip is better than the left one. The left one came out of nowhere, and it hurts 10 times worse than the right one. So I'm going to get the left one done, and then eventually, if I have to, I'll get the right one done, and then I'll be done with that. And by the way, I don't know if I'm the perfect candidate for this or if there's something that's less of a deal to get in there and clean up the joint or something like that. But the bottom line is it hurts like hell. and it hurts to the point where I got to deal with this and I'm tired. And besides, I like being active. I like walking out here. I like playing golf down here. I like playing with my kid and chasing him around the house. I've lost almost 50 pounds. I was going to save that announcement later this week.
Nice.
But I am pissed because I'm not functional and it really, really is cramping my style. So there it is. It's out there and I'll keep you posted on everything going on. And I also think that you know, another factor for me is doing this show. It is a priority in my life, and I think you can wheel me to a microphone.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's not like I have to stand to do this. I'll probably have to stand up periodically.
Which hospital has the best Wi-Fi?
The best Wi-Fi will probably... Sam's Hospital.
Sam's Hospital, and they have the best
deals. Let's give them nice little Florida names. It's the Coconut Hospital. It's Manatee General. Yeah.
Citrus Arms.
It's Cedars Dolphin.
And that's about how much thought they'd put into it too. Cedars Dolphin Hospital. Please pay as you exit.
It's Disney and Young.
Those are the wings.
Oh, he's in the tangerine wing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. So anyway, that's it. And Oscar, that's what I was pissed off at you about, because you were not only late for work, but you didn't get back to me. And Rob gave me a very sweet call, and I felt once again the lack of love as you commit yourself to this educational program, which I am dying for you to complete, because I want my Oscar back.
Yes.
I want my Oscar back. Finish that goddamn degree. God damn it.
It's very close now. It's very close.
Very close.
By the way, incidentally, see this? This is me patting myself on the back. Understanding worker.
Yeah,
understanding
good partner.
Worker. Good partner. That's me. I think I've been very good about it, haven't I?
Mike,
I
mean, no one said otherwise.
We've had our moments, but I've been pretty good
no
about it.
No one said otherwise. And
I
don't look at it as bad news. I look at it as good news. You're taking care of yourself first.
Yeah.
I am going to take care of myself. And it's, you know, I mean, when you think about why I was coming north, it's...
But who says it's bad news? I think it's good news.
I'm disappointed that I'm not going to see my old buddy Jimmy.
You'll see him
for Memorial Day weekend.
You'll see him the 3 months after you're healthy. You'll just come straight up.
And we'll be playing basketball.
No, but, I mean, if anybody is going to be around building that wing, it'll be Jimmy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I will say this.
Yeah,
I guarantee that all of my medical issues will be completed prior to Jimmy cutting the ribbon on the new wing.
Unless, Mike, you count the medical issue of your final funeral service, actually be part of the dedication ceremony.
That'll be a push. We'll take a break. We are joined by Lev and his wife Mirch Mimpton. And, we will continue with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's great to have you with us.
Every Monday, listen to the gut-wrenching, heart-twisting action on O'MaraCast. Get heart-pounding clips from the Mike O'Mara Show. Tick 411, Rob and Joe Show. At Cake and Cookies, the Rob and Katie Show. Hear fans of more broadcasting say tear apart through more broadcasting on iTunes, Stitcher, and, of course, MikeO'MaraShow.com. Catch the action. O'MaraCast, part of the More Broadcasting Network.
Thank you, Marcus. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. We all know that sleep is important, so you gotta make it the best that can be. I was talking about my hip situation. I don't know what it is about that bed, but it is kind of a magical experience when I get into my Sleep Number, because it just, I guess it's pressure points and it takes care of things. I don't have any pain when I'm sleeping, and it's great. And it has a lot to do with the fact that I've got my Sleep IQ technology, and I just adjust the bed just the way I want to. You can go to a Sleep Number store. It's the only place where you'll find the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. It lets me choose my ideal firmness, which I've maintained for a very long time at 85. And you can change it whenever I want to do it. It adjusts on both sides, so it's perfect for Carla and myself. And another thing I never mentioned is the fact that you can adjust both sides means she's got a totally different surface than I do. And if I'm tossing and turning, or she's tossing and turning, I don't even notice it, and she doesn't notice
it. Right.
And that's another little benefit key. Because if you got somebody who's getting up with the baby or getting up in the middle of the night, pick which one does that. You know, you can actually not even notice when the other person's doing that. So it's the perfect bed to sneak out into your kitchen and grab something to eat without your wife knowing. I didn't say that.
Anyway. Or husband.
My sleep number is an 85. Carly's is a 65. Last night, my sleep IQ was a 95, believe it or not.
Good work.
And I feel great. Hurry in now and save $500 on a Memorial Day special edition bed with Sleep IQ technology. Remember, you'll only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting only at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to limp on in and say, hey, I'm walking just like Mike. And tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. That's
Mike,
what I want you to do.
You
yes.
buried the headline at 50 pounds down.
Yeah, man.
Well, it's been, I've been 40 pounds for a very, very long time. And I kind of flatlined when I came down here to Florida and then, got back down to, I am now 3 pounds away. And I didn't want to say anything, but I just got motivated to talk about the fact that I do care about
well,
health.
But your weight isn't the initial problem we used to talk to Mike about is his weight, right?
Sure.
Well, it's still a problem. Believe me, I still have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, but the thing that's so great about that is even if you flatlined at 40 pounds and someone who has, battled it as forever, the hardest part is maintaining. It's not that hard to lose weight, very easy to gain weight, but if you can lose it and keep it off, you're doing great.
And you're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the thing about it is one of the things that I do, and this has actually been refuted now by the New York Times, that breakfast is not the important meal. I eat breakfast every single day. There's an article that was in the New York Times today that says that breakfast is not the big deal that it used to be.
You can skip it and there's no bad repercussions?
I don't know what they're saying is, the research, I guess the gist of the article is that breakfast is...
Jumpstarts the metabolism.
The research that they've done is kind of a mess. That's kind of
I've gained a little weight since I started eating breakfast. I'll say that.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you really?
Yes.
I mean, like how much would be a lot
I would
lot
say
for you?
10 pounds.
Because you think it's because of breakfast?
Well, I eat a bagel and cream cheese, so I imagine that doesn't help every day, 5 days a week.
Yeah, you eat that when you come into the studio, right?
Yeah, and even after, if I miss it, I crave it, so I go straight down and get one to go.
Mm. Yeah, see, I don't know. And Rob, you don't eat breakfast.
I don't.
Right?
I just don't.
What do you make up for it later in the day?
I have lunch, yeah, if that's what you mean. I don't starve myself. But the.
I think we all know that's true.
Exactly, Mike. That's true.
We're more than aware of that little fact.
Sometimes and it's not so little. I sometimes grab a yogurt in the morning, but I get up and grab my pills and that's it.
I appreciate you, Rob, working hard into the evening last night. But I got a window into your soul as were either hammered or were you on pills. Which one was it?
Neither.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's
pretty good window into my world.
It seemed like you
How long have we done this show? Haven't you realized that I'm just an idiot?
No, I know when you are... it felt like you were fighting to act sober on the line with me. And I was like, man, he really gets into these drinks at 5 p.m.
No, not at all.
Yeah, well, we all know the tells. When I called you... when did I talk to you? Yesterday morning, Oscar?
7:30, yeah.
You were sleepy, Oscar.
Yeah, I was.
You had just gotten up. Could tell.
I think I was distracted because I was typing while I was talking to you. That might have been it.
I got off. I looked at the phone. It was 7:30 p.m. I was like, man... He really gets into the cups around 5 p.m.
No, I hadn't even started looking for the corkscrew yet.
In fairness to Rob, Rob can sound loaded when he's really tired or sick.
Yep.
Okay.
Rob has that kind of dry cotton mouth sound that he gets when it's just like. But I think both of you may have a 100% in identifying at any time of day if Uncle Mike has been in his cups a little bit.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
They're obvious like late night calls where I might say, hey, I gotta share something with you.
Listen.
You know, that type of thing. I think in fairness
Stephen
to me.
Stephen Douglas McIntyre. What do you know about him?
I got a guy that you gotta unfriend and block. This guy's a jerk.
When's the last time?
Affleck?
When is the last time you got a call like that?
2 years ago.
Well, Mike, we've already unfriended and blocked them all. The job is done. You
that
can't plan
so
on scorched
true.
Earth.
I don't make a lot of angry calls. I normally am just kind of like, friendly like. Right?
Yeah, you are. I mean, absolutely.
I don't do the, when I do the rant calls is when I'm usually cold sober.
True enough. And what? To be fair, you hate talking on the phone with me.
I do.
Yes.
I do.
I know. It's avoided. The only tell I have is, do you have a minute? And then it's like, I'm sitting here on the porch and I was thinking, wish. And I just sit back because you're doing a show for me at that point. Like you're breaking down everything you want to talk about, which is great for me. And you're breaking it down like you're talking on the radio. It's really great.
And then usually if that's the case, if I've had a couple of cocktails after I get done with my spiel, I'm really not interested at all.
No. And I'm like, Mike,
what you have to say.
He goes, okay, that sounds great. Let's talk about it on Monday.
I get my say out. And then that's, okay. That's
as
good,
Oscar said, it's like Mike is doing a show. And when he finishes, he says, okay, we're going to throw it to Mutual News. And we're done.
Here's the cool thing about the New York Times article on breakfast. I was trying to get something out of this article that I could
share.
That makes a lot of sense. More than most other domains, the topic of breakfast is one that suffers from publication bias. And, you know, it's so funny when you get these things that come out because really when you, well, what kind of publication? But, well, who has funded a lot of these studies?
Big Breakfast.
Big Breakfast.
Yes.
Wow.
Big Breakfast. There they are. It's
Lego
America.
My ego.
As a matter of fact, they've even
breakfast
named
something. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, according to the egg people.
McDonald's has named something after Big Breakfast. The Big Breakfast.
Big Breakfast.
Yeah,
big
exactly. Breakfast. But it would be eggs. I bet, you know what? I bet, like, the meat and sausage people are behind it. And, Mike, don't turn your back on Big Citrus. Big Citrus is behind this as well.
Oh, sure. For orange juice.
OJ,
by the way, my kid, we went to the, we call it the orange factory, where they process orange juice.
And orange it's machine.
It's kind of a tourist trap. I think I took you guys there, maybe. I'm
Mike,
not sure.
You drove us by it and said, if things were going badly, we'd go there.
We'd go there, right, exactly. So when he has a sip of their free samples of like strawberry orange juice, it's a massive treat because we give him a little milk, and primarily he drinks water. And but that's neither here nor there. Here's the deal. In a paper published by the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition in 2013, researchers reviewed the literature on the effect of breakfast on obesity to look specifically at the issue. They first noted that nutrition researchers love to publish results showing a correlation between skipping breakfast and obesity. They love to do so again and again and again. At some point, there's no reason to keep publishing on this. So they take that one little, you know, correlation.
So it's overemphasized. Okay. Yeah.
Right. They also found major flaws in the reporting of findings. People were consistently biased in interpreting their results in favor of a relationship between skipping breakfast and obesity. They improperly used casual language to describe their results. They misleadingly cited others' results, and they also improperly used casual language in citing others' results. People believe and want you to believe that skipping breakfast is bad.
Man.
So in other words, there's not a lot of real good data backing it up.
What about the logic, and this could be flawed as well, is that your metabolism starts running as soon as you get your first meal
now,
of the day.
I will say that the best way to lose weight is to eat small amounts throughout the day to let your body know that you're getting food, but not let your body think it needs to shut down because there's no food being consumed.
Or the shock of, I need to binge on something because
I'm
starving.
Exactly. That's
right?
What will shut down your metabolism.
But if they're telling us that it's not necessarily, it hasn't been addressed, I guess, in the scope or matter it should have been
in
as
the
of
research.
Late. Yeah, in the research.
And here's the bottom line. It says in the article, it's the last paragraph. The bottom line is that the evidence for the importance of breakfast is something of a mess.
Man.
It's really not good research.
Murky
That's
waters.
The gist of the article. If
Murky
you're hungry.
Breakfast.
If you're hungry, eat it, but don't feel bad if you'd rather skip it. And don't listen to those who lecture you. Breakfast has no mystical powers.
Ooh.
And a lot of these studies funded by
Big Breakfast.
Big Breakfast. You know, this study funded by IHOP. So, Rob, I think you're okay.
Well, you know what I think it could be is that they're really overemphasizing the fact that if you don't eat, your metabolism is going to slow. And that's a fact. But they're not saying when it starts.
This is one fact about eating that I have found to be the case. Because Carla, she made a bunch of biscuits, and I'm talking about the great kind.
Sure.
You know, the poppin' fresh ones, with all the preservatives and all
the
crap.
Oh, where you pop open the can.
Oh, the best. And they're filled. You could look at the ingredients in there and find literal poison. I'm sure if you went in
they're
there.
They're made in a test tube.
And she got the giant ones, too. So they're these big biscuits. And
Grams,
Carla,
Mike.
Carla went out to the grocery store because now that we're staying here, she had to load up on supplies for the house again. And she left the little Ziploc bag with the biscuits.
Oh,
and
party
I was feeling
foul.
Bad about my head. And the inner fat guy went, biscuit. Look at that. Look at that great biscuit. And I went in and I knocked back the biscuit. I now, because of the way the leash that she keeps me on, in the last week, I have had two major cheats. The biscuit that I mentioned last night, and one of my cheats has been, and I've done this twice in the last 2 weeks, I've gone to the grocery store, and on checkout, I've gotten the giant Kit Kat. You know, the family super size Kit Kat, and I knocked that back. I literally feel it.
Oh yeah, it'll shock your body
because you're not used to eating unclean, right?
I feel like my waistline
is
sugars,
going, I guess.
Yeah.
What's that, Lev?
And all the sugars, I guess.
All the sugars.
Yeah, that's right.
I'd say that biscuit was a wasted cheat, and let me tell you why. Is because those biscuits have an appealing window of about 12 minutes after being baked.
If that.
And then they start reverting back to whatever space-age polymer they are. They can't reheat. You can't reheat them.
I felt like crap after I ate.
Yeah, this poison.
I truly did. I felt like crap. What is a great Netherlands breakfast? And by the way, in the Netherlands, where everybody's thin, what is your average breakfast in the Netherlands?
Some people do a little bit of yogurt or to start with, but also just plain slices of bread.
What about
full grain bread? You don't hardly find it here, actually, and maybe in DC, but in North Carolina was really hard to find proper bread. No, shocker. To be honest.
I know, it's true. Well, it's as I said to you yesterday, North Carolina, normally a place people just go through, not a destination.
I heard more people say that.
Miriam, what is a Netherlands delicacy? What is something that we would love to eat if we were in the Netherlands?
I'm not sure.
An omelet with J's inside?
Yes.
I would say it's a berry. It's a one single berry sliced in eighths. And a pipe with a bowl of marijuana.
Is there a pie or a dessert that is something that we should
have?
A signature dessert.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hard because
that's why they're skinny. Food's not part of the culture.
Yeah.
No, true.
They like their tulips and their joints.
And the windmills.
And the what?
And the windmills.
And the windmills.
Windmills. Windmills.
Yeah, we'll talk more about the Netherlands, have more fun and more thrills. So screw breakfast. Thanks a lot.
See, told you so.
Get your bacon where it should be. Burger. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Touch of Modern. Father's Day, or as they say in the Netherlands, Father's Day.
almost.
Maybe I could do this with a Netherlands accent.
Do it.
I'll try this. Father's Day is coming up. And there's nog harder chef with the shop. Father's Day is coming up, and there is no one harder to shop for than the old dad. If you don't want to go all generic with the other tie that he won't wear at all, you don't want to break the bank with anything extravagant, why not go to touchofthemodern.com? Touch of Modern has all the great designs that people love so bad. Tons of the great gifts all over the site for that, or for yourself. They have timeless and unique products. Every visit to Touch of Modern is like being a kid in the store of candy.
Candy store.
That's exactly what I said. Touch of Modern is always changing the spots. Each item on the site is hand-selected to grab your attention. I'm not sure the people at Touch of Modern will love this commercial, but
I think they're going to love it, Mike.
I hope they enjoy it. They've got home brewing kits for the beers to brew. New and vintage watches. I love the watches. I do. Tactical gear. That means, if you want to sneak up on your wife in the middle of the night with the night vision goggles. Rugged tools, and just to start, plus with loads of new sales literally launching every day, Touch of Modern is the one website to improve your lifestyle with a single click. Click, click, click on the Touch of Modern website. Nice. Right now, our listeners get immediate access to these deals when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today, because tomorrow, it will be different. That's how life rolls in the Yolanda Foster fast lane. All right. Welcome back to the show. Whoa. We are here with wonderful European guests, Liv and Scandinavian guests, Liv and Miriam from the Netherlands. And it's a beautiful, beautiful place to be. I'd love to come visit your country someday. What's the best part of your country, Liv?
To be honest, as a tourist, I would say go to the center of the Netherlands, visit Amsterdam, Utrecht, places, the big places. Don't come to my place. You're welcome, but there's nothing to do there. It's a dying city.
What is your town? What is your
now
town?
Now wait. Now here we go. For all the anti-socialists out there, this might be an interesting story. You say it's a dying city. Why is it a dying city? Is it because
people move out? Don't want to live there anymore. It has nothing really new to bring anymore. You just see that people, the employment is pulled away.
What was the industry before the shift?
What was the city built on?
Yes.
Well, that was way years ago, and many, many years ago. That was just the mines. We had the coal mines. That has been closed for now 50 years
50
already.
50 years, yes.
And slowly declined, you know, over time.
So the shift from fossil fuels and the need for employment has really move the population to other cities.
Big cities like Amsterdam. Big companies are starting there up, and they need employment, the people, and nothing comes to our place anymore.
What is the name of your city?
Heerlen.
Whoa!
I thought it might be. I understand that. I get the feeling rather that the Netherlands is a very green country, very conscious of the environment.
Yeah. Yes.
And so I imagine that was the death bell for the coal industry, because coal is horrible, right? Is
that why they moment shouldn't? We just needed it.
What does that death bell sound like? Just out of you know,
it goes,
the death bell. Oh man, I hear the old death bell. That death bell.
It's a sad one.
But he's right. The transition from and a lot of actual cities in the city have gone through that. If you talked about Detroit, Mike mentioned Detroit earlier, right?
Yes.
And Detroit and what it was initially built on.
Cars.
Yeah, yes. And the shift away from the manufacturing here in the States has affected that. What industry, so your town right now, when you're there, the majority of people are there working in a certain industry, or they work telework, or what do they usually work in? What's moving the economy there, even if it's, what's stabilized there at least?
Yeah.
We have a few big government places, as well. There is a bureau that measure all everything in statistics.
Statistics,
and
right?
They and that are the big employments with us. I believe.
How do you feel about your government over in the Netherlands? I mean, are you happy with your government?
Yes, to be honest, in all fairness, I think it's quite good. It's always we're talking politics, and there's always something to say about it.
Sure.
But in general, I think they try to do their best. And keep in mind, I think we are quite level-headed, so we don't panic too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
If, for instance, and that was what we were talking about a few days ago, the airplane that crashed between Egypt. Then I hear Donald Trump screaming, "It's a terrorist attack." But if you then, and everything is over, and in Holland it's just, well, the plane crashed, we don't know what happened, we have to wait till the details are done.
So you brought it up, that you hear a lot online, and I read a lot about the impression that our politics is making on the rest of the world. And I'm always curious to know, as an outsider from another country, looking at our politics, how do you feel as a resident of the Netherlands looking at our political? Because you pay attention to it over there. A lot of people.
Talked about with a few people here in the States already. 25% of our news is actually about America or America related. Mm, yeah. So it's a huge impact for us. We are allies for a long time already.
Mm-hmm.
We're absolutely looking for what's going to happen in America, because it influences us as well in the long run. So.
What do you think the most people in the Netherlands feel about our presidential candidates, the presumptive nominee Donald Trump, first of all, and then Hillary Clinton and maybe a little bit of Bernie Sanders? You know, they're saying she's got it wrapped up, but nothing is certain just yet. What do they think of Trump over in the Netherlands?
Well, we have actually as well a politic guy that is basically the same as Trump, only not as wealthy, but he has the same ideas. He is getting stronger and stronger every day.
In your country?
In my country,
what's
his
name?
Wilders.
Wilders. Yeah,
look him up because you
Wilders
no.
Trumpenstundenfühl.
Just look him up because you will see the resemblance in the hair.
The hair.
Really? Yes,
absolutely. That is hair related. Really?
Does Wilders want to make the Netherlands great again?
Now he is against immigration.
Is he
going to
build
refugees.
A wall between Germany and
no,
the Netherlands?
No, we need Germany.
Because
we
Germany's had walls in the past.
Germany is actually one of our biggest allies at the moment because a lot of our military equipment has come from Germany.
Okay, just be careful.
Okay, enough. They have a pass. Over.
Oh,
World War
they?
II is over.
I didn't recognize that.
You don't need to do that anymore. You don't really need to do that anymore. That's what I've heard, that there are other candidates that have kind of come along that have a nationalist bent like Donald Trump
yes.
does.
Yes.
And you're getting that over there. What do you personally think of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton?
I don't know much about Hillary Clinton. Oh, wow. So I can't say anything about her.
But you know a lot about Donald Trump, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. I hope for the world and America that he will not be elected. That's okay. My personal view.
What do you...
That's amazing coming from halfway around the world that he has that sort of...
Well, I've read and heard that there are strong opinions about Trump and other
What countries. Do you think of Bernie Sanders?
I didn't know Bernie Sanders until I heard Mike talking about it. Right. But I actually think he will be probably very good for America.
He was great on HBO.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hold on a second. Hold on. Wait. He's right here. Hold
Yay!
Bernie.
Yay!
How are you?
Hey, Bernie.
I just want to say, if elected president, I will forge greater ties with the Netherlands. I will make sure that we have economic aid for cities like Leves that are losing some of their jobs so they don't have to move away. And democracy is messy.
Messy.
It's messy like a dog making a mess in the corner of a house. That anyone who has a dog knows if you have a dog and he makes a mess, it is part of the process.
Do you have a dog?
It is part of the I just spilled my water. That was very cold. I made such violent gestures. I'm just glad it didn't land on any electronic equipment. But democracy, like a dog pooping in your house, is messy. If the dog happens to be a small dog, for example, a Chihuahua or a Pekingese, the mess will not be as big. If the dog is something like a Mastiff or a St. Bernard.
A what? A St. what?
A St. Bernard. A St. Bernard. The mess will be bigger.
Okay.
And we have to take these things into account.
What about the Netherlands and all the pot?
The pot in Netherlands, I am all for.
Yes.
As you know, many of my supporters would be categorized.
Yes.
Sometimes legitimately, sometimes not legitimately, as pot heads. But I do not believe that is a drug that should be interfered with. It is your choice.
Right.
And for medical purposes. Purposes.
What? Medical what?
Medical purposes.
Yes.
I am fine with that.
Do you think there are any large breeds of dogs that should smoke pot?
I would say you don't want to smoke a big fatty when you are going to be taking a Netherlands wolfhound for a walk. Thank you very much. Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you, buddy.
There he goes. That's Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders.
Getting thicker and thicker.
The very clumsy Bernie Sanders.
You know, it's funny speaking about the world because it's a tale of two boys and their television viewing habits. Last night I watched in its entirety a wonderful documentary on CNN called Why They Hate Us.
Mm-hmm.
And what was interesting about this documentary, it was...
Is
extremely
it the fan club?
What's that?
The TMOS fan club?
It's not about the TMOS fan club.
It was on CNN. It was about Muslims. And I watched the whole thing. Now I sound like Bernie again. And it was really amazingly detailed about how many Muslims there are, the percentage of Muslims that actually are part of these extremist organizations. One of the biggest things I took away that just jumped out at me, it's 100,000 or 200,000 and... in a religion that has millions and millions and millions of people around the world. That was surprising to me. Another thing that was very surprising to me was at the end of the day, that if we give more opportunity to these areas, I think that perhaps something could happen. And also another fact, it went all the way back to like the 1940s, where this particular radical author wrote about his disdain for the United States of America. And he
really?
Did this by, he went to a dance. He was a devout Muslim. He was appalled by what he saw with the people dancing and the women in skirts.
So
and
he
the
was in
stuff.
The United States.
In the United States, wrote many books about how horrible our culture is in America. And it started back then. And it fostered this huge movement. Mm. And it was fascinating. And I'm sitting there going, well, that was educational, little depressing. And then, of course, Don Lemon came on and I turned the TV off.
I love that you, Mike, my favorite post of the night was just two words. You just wrote Don Lemon.
Oscar has told me not to get too political online because it chases people away. So if I'm pissed, yes. If you see just a name written up there, that's what. So I did, as opposed to talking about
minimalist
Don Lemon and, really he should be on the Trump payroll. I instead just put Don Lemon up there, and interviewing the guy from Duck Dynasty, and I'm like, thanks, Don. After this magnificent documentary on Islam that was really well done and well researched, I've got to sit there and watch you talk to the guy in camouflage with the Jesus beard talking about being Donald Trump's spiritual advisor. Really a great contribution to our American psyche, you moron. Anyway,
Wow. Yes,
Oscar.
So there's a contrast here. I was in school. What was Rob doing?
Oh, I had Rob, the best TV viewing of anybody.
Rob posts. Let me go to it because I don't want to. Don't say anything. Wrong.
I won't.
This is after I watched that. And I.
It was a magical discovery because I did not know it was coming on. And it
this
was
is every inch Spiewak.
It was so great.
This is as Spiewacky gets.
Because the kids were there and Carrie was there. And, it's really TV season is over. There's nothing new. There's nothing new on the network.
A hidden gem?
It was more than a hidden gem. It was a delight.
Oscar not getting any of his emails, studying for his Master's of Business Administration. Mike O'Mara watching a documentary on why they hate us, why Muslims hate us, because he wants to gain a greater understanding about people. Rob Spiewak posts 13 hours ago, no matter how they try to muck it up, they can't ruin it. Of all the James shows, The Price is Right is still the greatest one of them all.
It is, man.
God,
I watched it last
be
night.
You.
And you know
that
what?
That is what you felt compelled to share with your body of 5,000 friends, that controversial statement. That cutting edge for
there was some arguments because a lot of people put the Match Game ahead of it, but I defended it. But here's the thing, Mike, they really try. They've done so many changes. They've brought in a male model to demonstrate prizes. They've mic'd the models so the models can talk now.
Totally I am too.
And last night, every contestant was paired with one of the famous show stars from Survivor. Because CBS is promoting Survivor.
Yeah,
and they
so
work-
trying to, but they are trying to muck it up.
Yeah, but even with that, just the basis of getting up there and watching them play Punch a Bunch and Lucky 7
Prime
and all the
time?
Games. Oh, yeah, it was on at 8 o'clock. And tonight they're doing one with, I think, all the Big Brother contestants.
Wow.
So I'll be there
Rob,
again.
As I live here in the real world, I am just still delighted that you go home to Candyland every night and enjoy your
I feel some sarcasm in your voice, but I will accept it.
Truly spectacular.
He knows what his... you know what I love about Spiewak, and I've made
calling me by my last name. Is
by
that
the
what
way,
you like?
I love a lot of things about Spiewak. Did you get the little comment I made when your father sent you the Japanese video
fantastic,
over the weekend?
Fantastic, wasn't it?
And
by the way,
so
be
consistent.
Specific, Mike. It was like, when you just call it that Japanese video.
What
it sounds like
video?
It could be something hateful. Sounds like it could be something sexual.
It was a Japanese music video.
Yeah, I think it was. I wish I could think of the name of the band. For some reason, I'm thinking Pizzicato 5, but I'm not sure if that's right. But it was a very retro 1960s flavored.
Did he post
dance
that on
video.
Your wall? Did he? Post
I believe
that on
he
your
did.
Wall?
Yeah, but but if all it's right, 2 days talking. Ago, you'll never find it. It's a million posts ago. But it was great. It had a great organ feel to it. It was wonderful.
I think that you need to be your own person, and that used to piss me off that you didn't care about the world, and you were really ethnocentric as far as what happens in this country and what happens in Leesburg.
Right.
And now the fact that you are just living in your lane, man, and you know what's up, and I appreciate that. You're genuine.
It was so cool. Julia, you see, The Price is Right used to be a real big deal when you were sick and you stayed home from school. You watch The Price is Right. And it doesn't seem to be that way
This is
anymore.
The Japanese shows in
this
Hawaii 5-0.
This is Pizzicato 5.
I got it.
Twiggy. This is Rob's world. Ready?
It's great.
And it's a bunch of Japanese kids dancing. How old is it?
I couldn't really put a date on it. Sing. It looks to me like it's
la,
modern.
La, 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 why even?
Because,
think
Mike,
about
for 25
it.
Years, if I gave you the date of a record, you'd say, I don't care. So
what,
I don't care.
Is,
no, you don't care about anything.
What's that Japanese pinball slot machine?
Oh, pachinko.
Pachinko. Every
Rob,
time I
you
hear,
you will agree the video looks a little retro. It looks like maybe the 60s.
It seems to me that it might be
everything
something
from Rob out of the 60s.
It looked to me like it was something modern that was made to look like the 60s and sound
got
like
it,
the 60s.
Got it, got it.
That was the impression
nice
I got.
Nice tune.
Yeah, what about the pachinko machines, though?
So every time I hear like an older Japanese, just either commercial or video on YouTube or
right.
that pops up, I'm like, oh, the pachinko machine. Well, because my association is my father coming back from Japan. He lived there for 2 years. I don't
right.
think I've ever really talked about that.
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah, he lived in Japan for 2 years. A lot of old school hentai, Pony. I'm sure you'd be into that.
All right.
Your Pony. All right.
I did.
Yeah.
But I remember him coming back with a little pachinko machine.
Yeah, and the balls that go
yes,
bounce around.
Yes, and I never understood it very well because I was too young to get what was happening.
Pachinko machines are just like...
I guarantee you, in Rob's house or in Horny Bob Spiegel's house, there's some shelf with one of those on it. I guarantee.
We'd love to.
Right next to the cat. Right next to the kitty cat alarm clock with the claw that goes up.
The Maneki Neko, the beckoning cat. Yeah, brings you luck and money.
And some of the other figures from the old South.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, we will take a break and come back.
Be very, very careful.
This is the hate shelf.
Yes, the hate shelf right over here. Look at this. We found this in a roadside stand in Mississippi.
That's right.
Anyway,
those who don't understand the past are doomed to repeat it.
Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, a whole lot of conversation about nipples.
That's right. You can never get enough.
And we find out about Rob's grooming habits.
That I could get enough of.
Plus, new music from Prince.
Oh, that I'm looking forward to.
And also, we are going to tell you some crazy stories about our time together at Good Morning America.
And did we have them?
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
Buy a T-shirt, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Tony Perkins Show.
I get the way those promos work now. Tony talks and Gary talks.
Yes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Tick-tock, tick-tock. Time marches on. And time waits for no man. And as the sands of time continue to slip through the hourglass of urgency, you slowly realize that you just can't handle going out all hours of the day to shop at the brick-and-mortar stores. What you need is Amazon.com. Use your computer and buy everything you need at one place. Lev, do you use Amazon all the way over in the Netherlands? Have you ever shopped on Amazon?
No, to be honest, because we not have in the Dutch site of Amazon.
Oh, well,
everything goes through Great Britain. So, yeah.
Terrible. I really hope
we can
fix that. We'll do that. The Mike O'Meara Show will blaze that trail.
Absolutely. Yes, please. Yes, please. Here. So I can support you guys.
Yes.
Yes. For non-foreigners, anytime you purchase something through our... Anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, you know I kid because I love. We get a tiny percentage. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best and easiest way to support the show. Go to MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon or click on the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. It's that easy. Amazon and the show. You can support the show, and we appreciate it.
News.
Bernie Sanders, the man we just heard from recently, wants to be the progressive candidate, but is he afraid to go all the way? Tommy Chong said yesterday that he was asked to introduce Bernie in a rally in East L.A., man, then disinvited just hours before the event. He said, quote, "It was an insult, man. My endorsement means a lot because of what I've gone through and what the whole marijuana culture has gone through." But Bernie's campaign chalked it up to a scheduling conflict.
Sure.
Which Tommy bought. Of course he buys it because he only was upset for like 5 minutes.
Well, he forgot.
Then he was cool with it. Because later he tweeted, "Hope to continue my support, man. Reschedule and continue activism, political change, and promoting peace anywhere possible. Not upset.
Back to the van.
I'm not upset about anything, man. Yeah, it doesn't last. The hashtag NextBond is going around social media right now with people speculating who could replace Daniel Craig if he really is quitting the franchise. Last week, there was a report that he rejected $100 million to stay. Well, for some reason, Gillian Anderson from The X-Files is a popular choice to be the new 007.
Ooh.
Someone even made a poster of it. Is it Gillian or Gillian?
I think it's Gillian. Gillian Anderson.
Gillian.
Isn't it? Yeah.
I mean, The X-Files was a million years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't say whether she wants the role, but she tweeted the poster and said, quote, "It's Bond, Jane Bond. Thanks for all the votes, and sorry, I don't know who made the poster, but I love it."
They just had a six or seven episode reboot of The X-Files.
And they're doing it again, right?
Yeah, they've got a new episode of a new season, yes.
New season.
Incredibly popular, and
good
it doesn't
show.
Surprise me. She's not British. She was born in Chicago, but her family moved to London when she was a baby and lived there until she was 11. After they moved back to the U.S., she continued to spend her summers in the U.K., so she's got a British connection. And I guess they want her to be Jane Bond. I say no.
No, no, no.
There you go. An anonymous
should be
guy.
A man.
Thank you, Oscar.
Gotta
hit the alarm.
Just to clarify.
You want to hit the alarm?
Yeah, I'm going to. You know what? He walked the line for a second, and then
someone has to say it.
I was kind of being a little facetious, and then he was being facetious, but he made sure they knew.
Yeah.
An anonymous guy went on Reddit and asked for advice on dealing with his ex. He admits that he cheated on her and that she found out after they broke up. Naturally, she was mad and blocked him on social media. The thing is, she unblocks him every week to send him Game of Thrones spoilers before he has a chance to see it. That's it. Then she blocks him again. Oh, by the way, I get it on Monday. I watch it on Monday.
Sure.
I don't watch it. Ooh, fantastic episode this week.
Solid.
Week before, meh. This week, so sad. He says he can't watch it live because he's working abroad and that he did block her back, but she keeps switching it up. First, she did it through WhatsApp, then Facebook, then a text from a mutual friend's phone, and so on. She even created a fake Facebook account to send the spoiler, complete with a photo of a hot girl so he'd add her.
She is crazy.
So apparently there are idiots out there who fall for those bogus sexy people accounts. If this is true, it's a pretty savage way to get revenge, and I thought it was a very, very, very funny
story.
Well, and
I almost, if someone gives all that effort,
yeah,
you almost have to give it up to them, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
You've lost that series. It's over.
It's great. Mm-hmm. There's a 34-year-old woman named Maria Stridham from Australia. She was climbing Mount Everest last week because she wanted to prove that, quote, vegans can do anything. Unfortunately for her and her theory, she died up there on Saturday.
Yeah.
Apparently, the high altitude caused some fluids to build up in her brain. I think a couple of people were killed on the mountain.
That
killed her right before she got to the top. Had nothing to do, by the way, with the whole vegan experience.
Nah.
And I thought that was an extremely
Who needs
cruel
protein?
Thing
That's right.
To, put that.
She's getting lots of her energy from grass.
Now stop. She's passed away. Please, a little decorum.
That's right. I agree.
Once your kid learns what an iPhone is, they start asking for one. So how long can you hold them off? According to a new study, the average American kid now gets their first smartphone when they're only 10.
10?
When did your kids get a smartphone?
Julia's, I think it was 13 for Julia and 12 for Robert. And both of them were used. Both of them were ones that we had in-house. So
The average is 10 years and 4 months, to be specific.
Mm-hmm.
And they get their first social media account when they're 11. And have you opened up Julia's social media account? Is she able to surf?
No, she actually right now, Mike, she is so busy all afternoon entertaining calls from strangers. I don't have a chance to look into any of that. Apparently she's making a good amount of money per minute, though. So.
And now a little something. A 52-year-old guy named Guy Paul.
Hey, what's your name?
Sounds like a general manager for a cluster, doesn't it? Hey, it's Guy Paul. Oh, by the way, and I got to put
Guy
this
Paul
in here.
Guy Paul is here from New York.
I
got
to put this in. I never once, DCR TV Dave, said soundtrack of the summer.
I said
you
that.
You didn't. What?
That was in the press release.
Yeah. Mike, come on.
Come on, Mike.
Come back to us, Mike. Please.
52-year-old guy named Guy Paul.
A piece of Mike just died on the radio.
It's a great, great way to position the show.
I am literally surrounded by idiots. That is a hack, jive, antiquated radio term.
It's coming back.
That has absolutely nothing to do with the description of the show.
No, I disagree. If we're on, we are the soundtrack to your summer.
No, we're not. A soundtrack is a music term.
No, it's just sound.
It is a music term!
We play music.
I read that and I went, God, that is so jive. Should have known. Anyway, God. Guy Paul went to the Hard Rock Casino in Hollywood, Florida last week, and he was clearly high rolling. He dropped $25,000, and during his gambling spree, he met a woman named Dana. She was about 26 years old, 5'9", 140 pounds, had an orange weave, and wore a leopard print dress. So, yeah, she was a hooker.
Yes.
After Guy lost all $25,000, he invited her back to his house. He paid her, they got it on, and then they went to sleep. But when Guy woke up, she was gone, and she'd stolen his $30,000 life savings out of his dresser drawer. That's where you should always keep your life savings.
Yeah. It's a good hiding place.
That took his total losses for the night up to $55,000, not counting whatever he paid Dana, which wasn't included in the police report. He called the cops, and now they're trying to track down Dana if that's her real name. Life savings, $30,000. Gambling losses, $25,000. Living in the great state of Florida, priceless. That's my state. That's my state and the soundtrack of our life. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with his audio vault right after that.
Hello there, I'm Rob Spiewak.
And I'm Katie Von Herman.
There's a brand new Cake and Cookies that involves Katie traveling. You're going to want to check this out because not only does she go to the beach, but she gets a brand new mouth guard and travels all the way back to seventh grade.
The beach was awesome. Seventh grade was awful.
Not only did she revisit adolescence, now she can't even say it.
Adolescence.
Do it again.
Adolescence.
Much better.
Did I whistle?
Katie talking much like this show, a work in progress, but check it out. It's a lot of fun. It's Cake and Cookies. Hey, what's my last name?
Spiewak.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. For far too long, you've either paid way too much for a comfortable shave, or you've settled for a low-cost, low-quality razor that stops now, everybody. Stop compromising and get started with Harry's. Harry's offers something you've never had before. That's a great shave at a fair price. Harry's makes their own high-quality razors, which cut out the middleman. Then they ship directly to you for half the price of the leading brand. Good shave, good price. The answer is simple. Get the best of both worlds with Harry's. The starter set is called the Truman. It's a great option and an amazing deal. A razor handle, moisturizing shave cream, and three five-blade German-engineered razors for just $15. Plus, for our listeners, Harry's will shave $5 off your first order with the promo code TMOS. Or Harry, go to harrys.com right now and look for the Truman set. That's harrys.com, H-A-R-R-Y-S.com, and make sure to use the TMOS code so you save $5 and help support the show. Stop compromising. Give Harry's a try and do it today.
Aw. You got to open up the ball, please.
What's that?
What the hell were you, what were you thinking? Wait, can I hear the press release? Can I hear it?
Yeah, you want to?
Since you didn't send it to me yesterday,
In his defense, we went over that, and I cleaned up what we had, so I'm to blame as well.
No,
I kept
no, no,
that
it's
in
me.
There.
I wrote it.
I kept
very,
that in there.
That's very noble. That's very noble. I just want to hear what it is, just out of curiosity.
Because there is a line after the soundtrack of the summer that would that actually does
And then my one rap on that is
yes.
just it's a little jive.
Oh yeah, well,
but you know what? It's I mean, there's
it's tongue in cheek, like
that's what it was intended to be. Tongue in cheek.
I'm excited to have a second affiliate. I don't know whether
the
I
rest like of the press release really was great. Really,
and
was.
By the way, we were they announced it before we did because
we were under the gun.
We're meeting them all
with
today.
With our pants around our ankles.
All right, here's how it goes. It says, The Mike O'Mara Show adds new affiliate. For immediate release, for more information, contact Oscar or me. The Mike O'Mara Show will return to the Ocean City radio dial on Friday, May 27th, 2016. The show will air 5 days a week from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave in Delaware, which covers Ocean City, Maryland, and the bulk of the Delmarva Beach community. With a kickoff date of Memorial Day weekend, The Mike O'Mara Show is looking forward to providing the, quote, soundtrack of the summer for the thousands of beach-going visitors, providing laughs to go along with the sun and fun. The Mike O'Mara Show began in 2009, featuring heritage disc jockey Mike O'Mara in the host chair. The show also has co-hosts Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, along with an array of supporting staff and interns. The show is a fun mashup of real life, pop culture, news of the day, dynamic audio clips, and three guys giving each other a hard time. In addition to 97.1 The Wave, The Mike O'Mara Show has been broadcast on KCJJ in Iowa City, Iowa, since the program's debut. The show is also available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
And so our friend over at DCR-TV, DCR-TV Dave, let me tell you how he rewrote it.
Okay.
When he said, with a kickoff on Memorial Day weekend, the DC radio great is looking forward to providing what he calls the soundtrack of summer.
Oh, no.
See what happened?
He changed it and gave it, attributed it to you, which is not right at all.
Yeah.
Bad journalism.
So what we've learned is even when we...
When there's a hack jive
line
in a press
out,
release.
That's maybe what they'll choose
to put in. You know how he works, right? You're
sure.
aware of what he does to me, right? Because he wants to sleep with Don Geronimo. You understand... He will take something to make me sound jiver than I sound, right?
Right.
So that's what we allowed him to do this time.
Well, it's
and
an easy...
I just, is it a minor thing? Absolutely.
It's an easy edit. We'll shoot him an email, be like, hey, that's out of context.
And it's
this
not something that
goes.
Mike said.
Exactly.
It's something from the press release.
Cool.
It was from the press department and not Mike O'Mara.
So imagine my joy when I said the DC radio grid is looking forward to providing what he calls the soundtrack of summer. No. I've got a two-hour radio show on a radio station in Ocean City, Maryland. I'm happy that we're going to be getting to a lot of people that make their summertime plans down there and very, very excited. But I don't consider this to be a soundtrack. I think this is a very funny show. As a matter of fact, the soundtrack of summer will be, you know, hearing your music during the day and then having 2 hours of yucks as you're out, you know, coming back from dinner or going out to dinner.
Right.
Done
on.
And done.
That's the way, that's the way I look at it.
No but, more jive hack lines.
Oh, no. I mean, yes, but I bet, you know what? It really doesn't bother me. Let's open up the audio call. For,
surrounded
Monday,
by idiots, Mike.
Well, no, Oscar, you will admit this entire thing has should be a moment of, happiness and joy.
It's a clown
and
car
it
right
is
now,
an
though.
Absolute clown car.
Yeah.
It has been an absolute welcome back to local radio.
Yes.
That's the way I look at it. Sorry. Go ahead, Rob. What
are you still getting most of your news from KRON4 in San Francisco?
The Kron.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
There was an awkward moment a few weeks ago that just started trending on Facebook yesterday. The sportscaster Gary Radnick wanted to break the news that what was going on with the movie Space Jam 2, but Catherine Heenan, the equally pleasant-looking anchor. And by the way, these are obviously people that have been on TV a long time.
The Kron.
This clip is on our Facebook page.
The Kron
people. He lets her know in no uncertain terms that he's displeased that she took the Space Jam story.
James is going to star in Space... LeBron James is going to star in Space Jam.
Well, we actually... Oh, you mad? Because I already read that. Oh. I'm sorry.
How's Steph Curry's knee?
He's nursing it, and it's getting better.
Mm-hmm. How long have we been friends? 23 years.
I didn't know you were going to do
it. Have you ever, and I'm going to say this with a smile, ever heard me say right before you came on, there's an irrigation problem in Gilroy?
You have to talk to Cassine.
You ever heard me say, oh, it's warm weather today? Never. I stay in my lane. And it's just to a friend to do that.
You got to talk to Cassine.
I like Cassine, so don't try and pit me against the producer, Cassine.
Well, he gave me that lovely script.
And here's that, and it's hard for me to get mad. Catherine has stayed at my mother's home. She's written my mother notes and stolen my material.
Oh. You know what's great is they both have strained smiles, so they're trying to get through it. But it's so, so great. And let us close with this, Mike.
So relate to that.
I have big scrotum news for you. This is news from Big Scrotum.
Hey, check this out. A man in Oregon is suing a hospital
over hernia surgery that he claims left him with an 80-pound scrotum. Also suing is the guy at the hospital whose job is weighing scrotum.
You think your job sucks. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it. Hey, Lev and Miriam, thanks so much for coming by. Did you enjoy sitting in on the show?
Oh, thank you for having us. It's amazing.
It was, and safe travels to the rest of the United States.
Thank you.
And
thank
have
you
a very,
very
safe
much.
Trip back to the Netherlands. And don't be a stranger. Keep in touch with us on Facebook, and we'd love to hear from you, okay?
Well, you have to friend me then on Facebook, otherwise
I will friend you.
You.
I will do it. I will do it. Right. You know, let me hold on a second. I'll do this. I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to do it right now because
can't
I can't
be too many Levs on there that you're connected
see.
To.
I'm looking at the capital L-E-V.
Yes.
Lev Nedkov.
That's yes. the guy.
There he is right there. Woo. Did you have long hair back in the day?
He still does.
Still oh, he still you have a ponytail? Oh, if I'd known that. I never. Friend request sent, Lev.
Thank
you're
you
there.
Very much.
That's oh, the way that's
that
nice.
Goes. Hey, that's it. We got to get out of here for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santed. Miriam, have a safe trip, too. Thank you
thank
very
you.
Much. And for everybody else, we're very excited. We're going to be debuting this weekend on 97.1 The Wave in Ocean City, Maryland. More information on that as the week continues. Thank you for joining us on the Mike O'Mara Show. For Oscar and Rob, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.